Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to watch this message. My name is Matt Paddock, and I'm one of the pastors here at Relevant Community Church. And it is my prayer that something in this message inspires and empowers you to take your best next step to follow Jesus. And as you take steps in continually following Jesus, that you are more and more transformed into everything God has created you to be. I hope you enjoy this message.
When something is unfinished, it means it's still in process. It's being refined, molded, shaped into something that will one day be final, but it's not yet done. I'm confident that God's transforming work is unfinished. I'm confident God's transforming work is unfinished in you. He's not yet done transforming you into everything He's created you to be. God has done some amazing things in and through our church over the past 15 years, but He's not yet done with us. He has truly only just begun.
In the first century, about 30 years or so after the events of Jesus' life, the Apostle Paul wrote this to the church, to the community of Christ followers in the city of Philippi. It's in Philippians 1:6. He wrote, being confident of this, he's saying, I have one unwavering faith and trust and confidence in this, that he, that God, who began a good work in you, you individually, when you put your faith in Jesus, asking him to be the forgiver of your sins and leader your life, and you as a church will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul, who would know, by the way, since he did write a majority of our New Testament, the Apostle Paul was 100% confident that God's transforming work is unfinished. And Relevant, like Paul, I'm confident that God's transforming work is unfinished in you. He's not yet done transforming you and everything He's created you to be. And I'm confident God's transforming work is unfinished in us. He's not yet done transforming us as a church into everything He's created us to be. I'm confident that He who began a good and transforming work in you individually and us as a church will carry it on to completion. And I'm also confident that that won't happen by accident, which is the entire reason we're doing Unfinished. Unfinished is more than just a five-week series. Unfinished is a new season in the life of our church that I believe God wants to use to radically transform you and our church in ways that we can't even possibly imagine. And to help guide you on this unfinished journey, we put together one of these unfinished booklets for you. And so listen, if you weren't here the last couple weeks, you were sick, your kids were sick, you were out of town, or because today's your first time, so you weren't here, we want to get one of these in your hand. So if you weren't here the last couple weeks or you lost this and you want another one, if you just raise your hand real quick, our ushers, they're around the room, they'll hand you one of these books so that we can get it into your hand. Just keep it up until they give it to you. And while they're doing that, just to let you know, if you're watching online, you can access this book digitally online right here at this website right here. Just to remind you, the first 27 pages of this book really outlines the vision for Unfinished and explains how you can engage. There's T-Life group discussion guides for all 5 weeks of this series. There's places to take sermon notes for all 5 weeks of this series. I encourage you to bring it back every week, take it to T-Life group every week. If you want to take notes today, there's a place on page 37. By the way, if you're just getting one of these books for the first time, has one of these cards in the back, just put that to the side. I'll explain that a little bit later. If this is your first time, let me catch you up just real quick. Unfinished is a 2-year generosity initiative to help carry on to completion God's unfinished transforming work in you and in Relevant. We've set an unfinished generosity goal of $12 million over the next 2 years to help carry on to completion, first, our unfinished mission of helping transform people into everything God's created us to be, second, our unfinished vision for the Relevant Center, and third, our unfinished impact that Jesus has called us to in our community, with Korean refugees both in Omaha and on the Tyre-Burma border, with helping start new churches, and with supporting our nonprofit partners all around the world. And once again, all that's explained in the first 27 pages of this book. Here's what you need to know, though. The 2-year generosity goal of $12 million is a God-sized goal, and it's the biggest step of faith that we've ever taken as a church. However, it's not our primary goal. And listen, this is so important. Do not miss what I say this, because this you have to understand this to get the whole thing, what Unfinished is about. Our primary goal for Unfinished is 100% engagement. Our primary goal is that 100% of us, single, married, wealthy, financially strapped, young, old, and everyone in between, 100% of us go before God and engage in Unfinished by asking Him what He would have you do in regard to your generosity over the next 2 years, and then just stepping out in faith and sacrificially following Him, whatever He leads you to do. Not because I want something from you, because I don't want anything from you, but because of what I want for you. And what I want for you and me and our church more than anything else is to be transformed into everything God's created us to be. And according to the writers of Scripture and according to Jesus, transformation doesn't happen by accident. We must be positioned for it. And one of the ways that we position ourselves for it is through our generosity. Over the last couple weeks that we've discovered, generosity positions us for transformation because maybe more than anything else does, generosity proves our trust in God, grows our trust in God, and transfers our trust to God. The more we trust Him, the better the relationship with Him is, the better our relationship with Him is, the more we experience His presence, and the more He transforms us into everything He's created us to be. And that's ultimately what God wants for you and what Unfinished is all about. So listen, if you really want to be more transformed to everything God's created you to be, if you really want Relevant Community Church to be more transformed to everything God's created us to be, the question that you, especially those of us who are followers of Christ, those of us who have said, I've put my faith in Jesus, I've asked Him to be the forgiver of my sins, my Savior, and I've declared that He's the leader of my life, my Lord, the question that you should be asking is my generosity positioning me for transformation? Is my generosity positioning me for God to carry on to completion the unfinished transforming work that He wants to do in me and in our church? And to help you answer it, throughout this series, we're looking at four postures. Four postures that position us for transformation and how true generosity positions us to actually take that posture. Listen, regardless of your past church experience, regardless of where you're at in your spiritual journey, regardless of how long you've been a part of Relevant, I believe if you engage with an open heart and an open mind throughout this series, that you'll position yourself to experience God in a way you haven't before. You'll position yourself to experience church in a way you haven't before. You'll position yourself to experience transformation in a way that you haven't before. Last week, we looked at the first posture that positions us for transformation, and that is the posture of surrender. Remember, we talked about this. Surrender. Here's what it looks like. And listen, if you missed last week and you'd say you're a follower of Christ, I strongly encourage you to go back and watch last week's message. It is so pivotal when it comes to this, when it comes to following Jesus. Today, we're going to talk about the second posture, and it's the posture of sacrifice. Now, if you're not a follower of Christ, you say, I've never put my faith in Jesus, I'm kind of trying to figure all this out, I'm investigating a little bit, but you've considered it. Like, you considered putting your faith in Jesus and saying, yeah, I need a Savior, I want to ask Him to be the forgiver of my sins, and I think I want to follow Him as a leader in my life, but I haven't. If you've ever considered putting your faith in Jesus, before you do, you need to know some fine print. Some fine print that may cause you to reconsider putting your faith in Jesus, but it shouldn't, because of what's generated in our lives through applying it. Some fine print that many people who have put their faith in Jesus aren't applying, and therefore aren't experiencing the transformation that can only be generated through it. And here's the fine print, straight from Jesus' mouth. Then Jesus said to His disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple, which means my follower, must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. It's as if Jesus is saying, hey, you need to know that if you're going to follow me as the leader of your life, if you're going to say I'm your Lord, and you're truly going to follow me, it will require sacrifice. Meaning, at some point, it will cost you something. But before you jump ship, let me tell you why sacrificially following me is worth it. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. Maybe not literally, but lose being transformed into everything God's created you to be and experiencing the life and hope and peace and joy and fulfillment and healing that He produces in us through that. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever that loses their life for me, whoever sacrificially follows me, will find it. So, here's the fine print. Following Jesus requires a posture of sacrifice. And sacrifice looks like this. Following Jesus requires we deny ourselves, deny our greed, deny our selfishness, our self-indulgence, our will, our wants, our ways, our impulses, what we think we deserve. It requires we die to ourselves, we take up our cross, and we sacrificially follow him. Listen, we talk about this every single week here. We're transformed to who God's created us to be by following Jesus one next step at a time. We can't follow Jesus without sacrifice. Following Jesus requires a posture of sacrifice. A posture of sacrifice in every aspect of our lives, which includes financially. And according to the writers of the New Testament, one of the primary ways that we take this posture financially is by giving generously to who and what God cares about. Now, following Jesus aside, put that aside for a second. All of us values giving on some level. Every single one of us do. All of us would say it's honorable to give. None of us would say it's better to take than to give. All of us would say it's better to give than to receive. All of us would say anyone who doesn't give anything at any time to anyone, they're just greedy. And none of us value greed. None of us want to be greedy. And because of that, we've all probably financially given at some point in time. Given to a friend or a homeless person or your church or a missionary or organization or cause that you're passionate about. Some of us give consistently and faithfully. Others of us give sporadically when we feel convicted or inspired. Some of us have given a little. Some of us have given a lot. Some of us wish we had more so that we're able to give more. Listen, regardless, we all value giving on some level. So probably all of us have financially given something at some point in time. But for those of you who are followers of Christ, those of you who said, I have put my faith in Jesus, he's my Savior, he's my Lord, let me ask you, are you following Jesus by giving generously? See, many people assume that giving and generosity are the same thing. They are not. So regardless of how much you give, regardless of how often you give, are you following Jesus by giving generously? And the answer to this question is not determined by quantity, by how much you've given, or by how often you give. The answer to this question is determined by sacrifice, by what it costs us, because following Jesus requires a posture of sacrifice. And that means we follow Jesus financially by giving sacrificially. And this is going to sound really weird what I say next, but you want to give sacrificially. You want your generosity to cost you something, because sacrificial generosity, it's transformational. God uses sacrificial generosity to generate transformation because it gets his attention. And to show you what I mean, I want to go to a short story in the New Testament book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12. Now, Mark 12 takes place in Jerusalem during the final week of Jesus' life. And the events of Mark 12 are just a few days before Jesus was crucified on a Roman cross. Just a few days before Jesus generously sacrificed his life for us. And just a few days before all that went down, Jesus took a pit stop in the Jewish temple. Verse 41, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Now, within the temple court, there were 13 trumpet-shaped collection boxes where God-fearing Jews put their offerings for the temple into. And they viewed giving to the temple as giving directly to God. So as people came and went all day, you know, giving to God as an expression of their worship to God, Jesus was sitting, he was watching, he was observing, and here's what he saw. Many rich people. By the way, how the writers of the New Testament define rich is by having more than you need, which, let's be honest, is almost every single one of us. We all have more than we need. Many rich people threw in large quantities. So as Jesus sat there, he observed many people giving large quantities of number. And I imagine he also observed how proud they were of themselves and how impressed everyone else was with the large amounts they were giving. Now, as the Son of God, we'd assume the quantity of their giving got Jesus' attention and impressed him too. And we'd assume that because the word we naturally associate with God honoring generosity is quantity. And therefore, we conclude that quantity equals significance to God. But the large amounts didn't impress Jesus. And the large amounts didn't get Jesus' attention. What got his attention was something he noticed out of the corner of his eye that no one else did. Verse 42, but a poor widow. Now you've got to know, in first century Jerusalem, women had no value. They were completely dependent on their husband for everything, for their livelihood, for their well-being. And if a woman happened to get hired somewhere, they were paid just a little bit better than a slave. So here's this widow who had some point in time lost her husband and could barely afford to keep a roof over her head. But a poor widow came and put two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. She looks at those two pennies. She just is so embarrassed. She's a God-honoring, God-fearing Jew, and she wants to give, but what she has is so insignificant. And so she just kind of sheepishly makes her way through the crowd. And when no one's looking, she drops it in real quick. And she hoped no one saw her. But Jesus did. And what she gave caught his attention. So much so that he called his disciples over. Verse 43, calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, truly I tell you, this woman should be ashamed of herself. She should be ashamed of giving such a small amount. She better get some sunscreen, because where she's going, it's gonna be hot. That's not what Jesus said at all. Here's actually what Jesus said. Calling his disciples to him, he's so cool. He's like, guys, come here. You gotta see this. Let me show you something. Jesus said, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. According to Jesus' evaluation, her tiny gift was significantly more than everybody else's. And I imagine the disciples going, Jesus, it's two pennies. That's not more, that's less. You know, you say you're the Son of God, you haven't figured this whole math thing out yet. Do we need to teach you like this math? And Jesus explained, they all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything. All she had to live on. Jesus saying, the people who gave a larger quantity had a bigger capacity than she did, but they didn't give as generously because it did not cost them anything. She gave us, she didn't give us quantifiably as much as they did, but she gave more generously because it cost her everything. This poor widow and her giving caught Jesus' attention, not because of the large quantity she gave, but because of her sacrifice, what it cost her. She didn't say what many of us do who would find ourselves in the similar situation. Oh, I wish I could, but I can't. I don't have that much. Most people that day gave more than this poor widow in terms of quantity, but she honored God more than anyone else with her generosity, because God honoring generosity is not measured in quantity, but in sacrifice. And sacrificial generosity catches Jesus' attention because of what it demonstrates and authenticates. She wanted to give as a God honoring Jew. She had those two pennies, that's all she had. And I imagine she asked the question, God, what would you have me give? And for whatever reason, she felt like God was leading her to give it all. And in that moment, felt extraordinary tension. This is all I have. If I do, this is going to cost me everything.
And then she went and did it anyway. And through her sacrificial generosity, she demonstrated and authenticated, God, I trust you. I trust you with everything. And that caught Jesus' attention. I guarantee her sacrificial generosity did more than just catch Jesus' attention, though. I guarantee it had a huge impact on her, on Jesus' disciples, and on everyone who heard Jesus that day, because sacrificial generosity always does. Sacrificial generosity is more about what you're not giving rather than what you are. God honoring generosity is not about quantity, because we all have a different capacity. It's all about sacrifice. We follow Jesus financially by giving sacrificially. That means what it costs us trumps how much we give. Sacrifice trumps substance. Sacrifice equals significance to God. Sacrificial generosity does not ask, what am I giving? The question that sacrificial generosity forces us to ask is, will I trust God? Will I trust God when it costs me? Will I trust God when it costs me pleasure, leisure, peace of mind, things I want, things my kids want, maybe things I think I need? How much we give in terms of quantity does not catch God's attention. Sacrificial generosity does, because sacrificial generosity demonstrates and authenticates, God, I trust you. And it's so easy to say, I trust God, and sing the song that we just sang a minute ago and say, oh, I trust God. But what we do in terms of generosity demonstrates and authenticates if we really do. Because as we talked about the last couple weeks, the number one thing that we're tempted to trust in more than God for our future and our hope and our security and our peace and our fulfillment and our identity and our needs and our worth is money. So with the number one competitor for our hearts, God says, trust me, trust me, trust me. And when we do, he blesses us. Not with financial wealth. And anyone who says, when you do this, God blesses you with financial wealth, is just trying to get something from you. He blesses us with something so much more, something so much bigger, something so much better than that. He blesses us with himself. He blesses us with his presence and power and peace and provision and joy and fulfillment and life. He blesses us with the transforming work that only he can do in us and through us. Sacrificial generosity is transformational. It's transformational for you because through it we prove our trust in God, grow our trust in God, and transfer our trust to God. And the better the more we trust in him, the better relationship is, the better relationship with him is, the more we experience his presence, and the more he transforms us in everything he's created us to be. But it's also transformational for what God wants to do through you and through me and through us as a church, because through our sacrificial generosity, we invite God's presence and God's power to do the transforming work that only he can do in the lives of people who are hurting and lost, and to meet that need and to heal that brokenness in our church, through our church, in that organization, in our community, and in the world. Every year at Relevant, we take what we call the Be Rich offering. Once a year, we ask everyone at Relevant to sacrificially give above and beyond to the Be Rich offering, and then we give 100% of it away. We give 100% of it away to support the amazing work our nonprofit partners do around the world, to help people in need, and to help start new churches. Our first Be Rich offering was in 2019. Over the past 5 years, through the Be Rich offering, we've given away $1,650,412. It's so stinking awesome. And not only has that blessed our partners in huge ways, but God has generated a lot of transformation through it. And here's a little glimpse of some of the impact our sacrificial generosity has had through the Be Rich offering in and through some of our partners over this past year. Take a look. At Relevant, we're committed to do our part in carrying on Jesus' mission of transforming the world by ushering in the peace of God, the healing power of God, the hope of God, the grace of God, the love of God, the salvation of God, ultimately the kingdom of God. So we've partnered with some amazing organizations to make a bigger impact together than any of us could alone.
Youth for Christ exists so that every student in the Omaha area would have the opportunity to hear and experience the gospel with someone they know and trust. We're intentionally bringing Jesus into the conversation. So with that in mind, in 2024, our goal was that we would increase the amount of authentic Christ-sharing relationships we had with students. And our way that we accomplished that, or we're working towards that, by setting out to have more small groups and to get more adult small group leaders into relationships with students.
We exist to make sure everyone has a chance to get away and focus on the things that matter the most. We hosted our largest summer ever, 1,172 campers. Somewhere around 175 of those made first-time commitments to follow Jesus. 500 made recommitments to faith, because again, when you step away from normal life and you get in community and you spend more time with the Lord and each other, He reminds you that He was important to you.
Fresh Hope serves a very important connection for people with mental health issues. We're peer-to-peer. It's one person who's been there helping another person who's going through it. In 2024, we have been able to offer over 630,000 hope-filled touches to people who needed hope. And I would say that we were able to at least train 350 more hope coaches because of the generosity of Relevant Church.
Restoring Dignity is a small grassroots nonprofit in Omaha, Nebraska that is focused on improving housing conditions for refugees. So when families aren't taught how to take care of their home, they end up having a lot of things fail, which can be very expensive and then can prohibit families from being able to continue being homeowners. Because of Relevant's donation, we have been able to hire 2 part-time family educators who are reaching even more communities than we have been in the past. By the end of 2024, we will have taught over 2,000 in-home classes. These include our healthy home classes, where we're teaching people how to safely use cleaning products, our life-saving home fire safety classes, where we're teaching families how to use fire extinguishers, teaching people how to change batteries and smoke detectors, installing carbon monoxide detectors, teaching about tornado safety.
So Fresh Start exists to see people set free from the effects of offense, hurt, and loss. And we've seen people all over the globe, especially in the continent of Africa, becoming free from their pain. There's a lot of teams that's been going there almost every month to different countries in Africa. It's been pretty awesome to see that. There's a lot of churches all over the United States that are starting to implement Fresh Start. But the best part, the most favorite part of all is seeing individuals become free from their past, something that's been holding them in bondage, just seeing them be able to wake up in the morning and just have the freedom of Jesus in their life. And it doesn't only change them, it also changes their marriage, it changes their families, it changes where they work. And so just being able to see people go in a way from death to life just through the ministry of Fresh Start has been pretty awesome.
COPE's mission and the reason that we exist is to help our Western Douglas County neighbors in need. The impact that COPE had has grown, definitely, even in the last year. And this time last year, we were serving about 140 families a month, and now we're serving closer to 250. Families come in that are in crisis, they're scared, and we're able to sit down and talk to them about what's available. We get to see that huge, huge relief of, oh, I can think about what's going to happen next week or next month or next year.
Well, in 2024, it's been absolutely crazy year this year. We've taken our second team back to Rolling Fork, Mississippi, Fort Myers, Florida, Kentucky, to Ukraine. And then, of course, that all happened before April 26th. We had a tornado here in Elkhorn. And that next day, we started right here at Relevant Church. And we ended up having 3,000 people the first day and 10,000 by the first week. Having this as a base of operation for that first week after tornado, you couldn't even put a dollar sign on it, because it was exponentially more than we could have even asked for. I mean, we couldn't do rapid response what we did that week without Relevant's help.
8 new kids that's coming to our shelter, in the Safe Haven orphanage. So now it's about 48 students. I very, very thank you to all of you that keep supporting us and make this impact happen. It's not only us, but I would like to say all of you guys, it's
all of the religion, community, church, and then the, everyone member. I miss them a lot, and then I have to thank you that a lot.
Because of your continued generosity, we together get to be a part of what God is establishing here in Thailand on behalf of stateless children who've been abandoned with no traceable next of kin, seeing them legally restored to family. Thank you for doing this alongside of us out here in Thailand.
Relevant, your guys' generosity is next level. You guys are amazing. You're helping us reach so many refugee families in Omaha.
The fact that you're being generous with what God's given you to make a difference in somebody else's life, that's what matters.
Your donations make a huge impact right in our community, and we're proud to walk alongside the people of Relevant.
I get to scream from the rooftops that we get to do this together.
We can't do it without you guys. And so knowing that you're there for us year in and year out over the years just makes us feel like what we're doing is mattering. It's counting for something.
Keep going. Keep pressing on with it.
I would just say, obviously, it sounds very basic, but I say thank you. Thank you because there were so many families who you would never meet, but because of your direct generosity that has helped us, there are lives that have changed forever. There are families that have changed forever. So thank you, guys.
How awesome is that? Really, all that's possible because of one thing: sacrificial generosity. Sacrificial generosity is transformational. Listen, do you want to be positioned for God's transforming work to be carried on to completion in you and in us? If so, are you following Jesus by giving generously and sacrificially? What I'm so excited about for Unfinished is that it's giving us all the opportunity to follow Jesus financially by giving sacrificially. Again, our primary goal for Unfinished is 100% engagement. Not because I want anything from you, I do not, but because of the transformation that I want for you and for me and for us. So once again, my only ask of you and my challenge for you is that you go before God and ask Him, not me. You don't need to ask me anything. Ask Him, God, what would you have me do in regard to my generosity over the next 2 years? My only ask of you and my challenge for you is that you ask Him, that you listen, and then whatever you feel Jesus prompting, stirring, convicting, inviting you to do, however sacrificial, scary, and uncomfortable that it is, to deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Him. And then in 2 weeks from today, November 17th, Sunday we're calling Commitment Sunday, proclaim, God, I trust you by making your 2-year unfinished generosity commitments on one of these cards. Now, as you're praying about this, you need to remember, Unfinished is a one fund initiative, meaning your unfinished generosity commitment will be your total giving to Relevant over the next 2 years. Regular giving, expanded giving, end of the year giving, be rich, offering giving, everything. Your total giving over the next 2 years and will go toward everything we're trying to do as a church over the next 2 years, which once again is all outlined in this book. Now, I highly doubt that God is going to ask any of us to do what the poor widow did and give everything we have. I highly doubt that's going to happen. But I do want to warn you, if you truly seek God, and you want to hear what He would have you do to follow Jesus, I can almost guarantee that He is going to put a number on your mind that will be a sacrifice for you. And at that point, you're probably going to feel the same tension the poor widow did. Doing this? Doing this may cost me. May cost me some Starbucks. May cost me that bigger home that I wanted. May cost me some retirement fund. May cost me some money for college. May cost me peace of mind. May cost me a sense of security. May cost what I want. May cost some of my streaming services. May cost my future plans. And because of that, I can guarantee two things. First, it won't be easy because sacrifice never is. But if you follow through, it'll be transformational because sacrificial generosity always is. And that's what Unfinished is all about. Now, one more thing. As you're seeking what God would have you do in regard to your generosity over the next 2 years, He might put a stored resource on your mind. And a stored resource is something that God has already given us, and all of us have stored resources. For some of us, our stored resources might be cash savings, retirement accounts, property, or stock. For others of us, it might be a possession, a vehicle, something you've collected, jewelry, furniture, a bike hanging in your garage. As you're praying, if you feel that God is prompting you to release a stored resource and sacrificially give those funds during this unfinished season, I want to encourage you to follow what Jesus is inviting you to do, because sacrificial generosity is transformational, relevant. Over the next 2 weeks, let's just seek God. Seek Him boldly, seek Him courageously, seek Him sacrificially, and then 2 weeks from today, November 17th, Commitment Sunday, on one of these cards, like the poor widow, let's declare, God, I trust You. If we all just do that, if we just do that, you, I, Relevant Community Church will be positioned for God to transform us into everything He's created us to be. And once again, that's the ultimate reason we're doing Unfinished. Because God's transforming work is unfinished. It's unfinished in you. It's unfinished in us. It's unfinished through us as a church. And I'm confident that He who began a good work in you and in us as a church will carry it on to completion if we trust God, if we surrender ourselves into His hands, and if we sacrificially follow Jesus together. Before I close in prayer, I want to remind you of two things. First, at the Next Step area, we've got all things unfinished. If you have questions about anything with Unfinished, anything in this book, go to the Next Step area, answer your questions. If you want to see the renderings for the Relevant Center expansion, those are awesome. If you haven't seen them yet, Next Step area. If you need an extra book, Next Step area. If you haven't got one of these free unfinished t-shirts, Next Step area. Second, Advanced Commitment Night is tonight, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Tonight at Advanced Commitment Night, those of us who are ready and willing will go first and make our 2 year unfinished generosity commitment before the rest of our church does on Commitment Sunday on November 17th. Tonight, it's going to be super fun. We're going to have fire pits, s'mores, popcorn bar, powerful worship. You'll be able to get a life-size feel of the Relevant Center expansion for Sprouts and Relevant Kids. If you got small children, we got child care available from birth through third grade, so you don't have to look for the you don't have to look at those little nimrods for 90 minutes, so that's good. Listen, this is going to be an historic evening in the life of our church. It's a can't-miss night because it has the potential to change the spiritual landscape of our church. What we do tonight at Advanced Commitment Night, it's going to be powerful, it's going to be transformational for you, but it's also going to be inspirational for the rest of our church. So I hope you choose to join me tonight. Let me pray. Dear Lord, I just don't want to end our time today with just saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you for denying yourself, for literally taking up the cross, sacrificing yourself on it, to offer forgiveness for our sins and eternal life. I pray that those of us who put our faith in you choose to trust you and follow you, whatever you would have us do in this area of our life and in every area of our life. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us today. We are so passionate about helping people follow Jesus one next step at a time. If you're looking for your best next step, We want to invite you to text the word connected to 55444 to learn more about the steps you can take to continue growing in a relationship with Jesus. And last but not least, at Relevant, we know that generosity generates transformation. If you feel led to support the work that God is doing in and through Relevant Community Church, there are multiple ways that you can give digitally. Thanks again for spending some of your day with us, and we hope to connect with you soon.